I wondered just how I was going to go about challenging his statements of the day before. Perhaps the best way would be to say right away that I had brought Bibles with me, and to see what his reaction would be. "I've brought something from the Baptists of Holland to the Baptists of Russia," I began, placing a package tied in brown paper on his table. "What do you have there?"
"Bibles."
"Russian Bibles?" "From the British and Foreign Bible Society. I have taken the liberty of tearing out the imprint page." It seemed to me that he was maintaining his composure with difficulty as he said, "May I please see them?" So I untied the string and showed him the pitiful little pile of three Bibles that I had been able to bring with me on the train. The problem, as with so many East European Bibles, was the size of each volume. Russian, like Serbian and Ukrainian and Macedonian, is written in Cyrillic script, which produces bulkier books than Latin script. In the same amount of space, I could have brought 10 or 12 Dutch or English Bibles. But what interested me was the pastor's reaction to this tiny offering. Clearly he was restraining his eagerness with great effort.
"Did you say these were a gift?"
"Yes." And then I couldn't resist teasing him a little. "But you say there is a new Soviet edition. Perhaps there is no need to have brought Bibles."
"Well," the pastor remembered his talk of the day before, "as a matter of fact, that edition was largely shipped out of the country, to the Brussels fair and around, you know?"
"I see." Then, leaning forward, he asked another question. "Tell me, my friend, why did you really come to Russia?" On the tightrope that he was walking, it seemed to me that perhaps a scriptural answer would be most tactful. I cast about for a moment and then came up with one. "Do you remember in the Bible, when Joseph was wandering among the Shechemites, one of the Shechemites saw him and asked him a question. Do you remember what it was?" The pastor thought.
"He asked, 'Whom are you seeking?'
And Joseph's answer?"
"He said, 'I seek my brethren.'"
"Well, that," I said, "is my answer to your question, too." Chapter 18. For Russia with Love. Hans had listened with great interest to these recollections, interrupting occasionally with questions. When I came to the end of them, he offered one of his blunt and faith-filled prayers that we be led to Ivanov again, since the contact was now made and a relationship begun.
"I think it's time for a break, Andy," he added. "I'd like a cup of coffee."
So would I. Up ahead was a break in a tall hedgerow, through which we plunged, scarcely noticing that there was already an automobile parked off the road there, its occupants enjoying a picnic lunch. We pulled to a stop and began to get out our gear.